Investors that are 25 to 40 years old have moved away from investing in traditional investments compared to older generations. What are they investing in? Find out in this episode.
Welcome to Real Estate Investing with Kenny Wolf, the show with weekly topics designed to help you learn how to build your ideal life through real estate investing. My name is Kenny Wolf, and I've been a real estate syndicator and investor for almost 12 years now. And in this time, I've built a successful real estate investment firm, Wolf Investments. If you're new to the show, make sure to subscribe so you're notified when a new episode comes out.
So recently, a Bank of America survey came out that said 25 to 40-year-olds are really seeking out alternative assets in a much bigger way. For 25 to 40-year-olds, it was reported that 25% of their investment portfolio is in stocks, versus if someone's over 43, 55% of their investment portfolio are in stocks as well. So it's a big difference. So what are these young, cool, wealthy kids investing in? So they're investing in real estate, commercial real estate, fine art, wine, crypto, oil and gas, ATMs, etc. There's a plethora of items out there for these folks to invest in. And really, what's really kind of unleashed that are kind of two things. One is the internet. You're able to Google anything right now, and the educational knowledge that's out there is really a powerful tool. So if you are willing to put in the work and, you know, learn about different types of investments beyond stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, it's all right there at your fingertips. And the second thing that the internet really also unleashed is our syndications. That really allowed in these types of investments, these alternative assets, to be packaged and in the ability to sell them to investors via the internet. So it's a much faster way for this younger generation that's used to doing everything online also invest in alternative assets as well. All right, so how are these young people finding these types of investments? There's no secret club that I know of or dark room they meet. It's these are all out there. It's all on the internet. This generation is used to ordering Grubhub from their phone, right? I mean, there's a lot of things you can do now through the internet. It's amazing. And part of that is finding alternative assets to invest in. So it's a huge deal. There's a lot of educational content out there on YouTube, online, old school, go to the library, but it's these folks that are out there and they're hungry. They want to find something different than stocks because that doesn't fit their financial plan right now. They want to expand that out beyond the traditional investments. So a way to do that is, they dig in on the internet, find types of investments that speak to them, whether, again, like it's real estate, oil and gas, ATMs. There's a plethora out there they can kind of dig in and see what kind of investments that fit their investment criteria and that they understand as well. You got to invest in something that you understand, at least at a very high level. And then you're also networking. These folks are very active. They're social media, right? They're finding types of investments or finding syndicators that put in these types of alternative assets together through, syndications. And they're doing their research. That's how they do that now. So, networking a person, research online, it's a mix of the way to find out what types of these alternative investments speak to them, and then they move forward and invest in these types of investments. All right, so what can investing in alternative assets in a bigger way in their portfolio for these young folks do for them? One, it brings them diversification across a lot other different types of assets, right? So it can create more stabilization if you do it right. Whether it's, so if your concentration is really stocks and bonds, you really have a lot of exposure to, what Ben Graham says about as Mr. Market, right? So the ups and downs, the wild swings, international pressure, political pressure, that can really impact your financial future. So if you're able to diversify into more asset or to an assets that don't really have that outside or international pressure, maybe get away. It may be a good way to stabilize your portfolio. It also can bring better and produce more growth opportunities. So again, by finding these alternative assets, by doing the research and expanding outside of your kind of traditional stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, it may lead you to bigger growth opportunities, whether that's in real estate, oil and gas. That's a huge buffet of opportunities out there in this. And then lastly, it can really help you plan more in depth for your portfolio and be more tax advantageous. So if you're able to, use some depreciation from real estate to offset, a sale of Tesla stock or whatever, you actually have, because you're diversifying not only amongst asset classes, but also what tax shields and tax benefits they can create. If you can pick and choose and blend the right ones, that can really make your investment portfolio very tax efficient. Younger investors are investing way beyond traditional investments. Their choices abound because syndication is now mainstream. And this allows a wider range of investors to have access to alternative investments.
This has been Real Estate Investing with Kenny Wolf. Thanks so much for listening.